Strict laws aimed at cracking down on illegal immigration passed in several states this year, among them Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. Those laws are now being challenged in federal court. And next month, the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments on Arizona's tough immigration law, which has not stopped some southern states from moving forward with even more restrictions. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Georgia passed a sweeping anti-immigration law last year that requires law enforcement to check the status of people they suspect are in the country illegally and forces employers to verify the immigration status of workers. Now lawmakers have been debating a bill to ban undocumented students from attending all public colleges, and that has drawn criticism.
I stand today with you to say we are all immigrants.
Democratic Senator Nan Orrick spoke at the Georgia Capitol at a recent rally on behalf of students.
It is not in the interest of this state. It is not in the interest of our economy. It is not in the interest of a bright future for Georgians.
Before a vote last night, a House committee took out the provision that would have banned illegal immigrants from colleges. D.A. King helped write the Georgia immigration law. He says the intent of the bill is to update the identification requirements for people to prove they are here legally,
but also to stop the acceptance of undocumented passports or passports that have been issued to people in the country illegally after they arrive in the United States. That will do a lot to keep illegal aliens uncomfortable in the state of Georgia, which has been our goal since we started.
But some suggest the move to forbid immigrants from using foreign passports to prove their identity will affect thousands of legal immigrants and foreign tourists. Jonathan Blazer with the ACLU says the regulation makes it difficult for this group to use basic services.
It includes access to municipal buildings, marriage licenses, water, sewage services, and these are the kind of, you know, unintended, if they are unintended, consequences that arise when states try to dabble in this area.
Alabama is moving forward with efforts to clarify its immigration law, which is in the courts, and the Mississippi House recently passed a bill calling for police to check the immigration status of those who are arrested. During a fiery debate over the bill, Representative Andy Gibson, a Republican, said the measure is not unjust.
Any person in Mississippi who breaks our laws and is arrested for doing so can be asked to present proof that they're here legally. I don't think that's asking too much.
But Representative Ed Blackman, a Democrat, is among those who oppose the bill.
There's no compassion in this. There's no forgiveness in this. We are going to bring down a hammer on a group of people who only want to do one thing, find a better life for themselves.
Mississippi's Governor Phil Bryant has continued to support an immigration law, saying the states are justified in passing them.
I think we took some of the most offensive language out that when I met with the governors of Alabama and Arizona that they were concerned with. So I think we have a really good, fair law.
Southeastern states have provided much of the debate on the issue this year. Some, like Georgia and Alabama, are revamping laws. But bills in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Virginia are on hold, at least until this summer, when the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on Arizona's law. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.